It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
Shiny object syndrome. It gets thrown around all the time. I hear it all the time. Have you ever been told that, oh, I think you have shiny object syndrome? Or have you ever said, oh yeah, I have shiny object syndrome? We're going to talk about it today because as a sensitive entrepreneur, if that is you or that is the path you want to go in, even if, you know, you just find yourself flitting about from project to project or class to class or learning about this, learning about that, this comes up with so many sensitives. And when you want to make a bigger impact, if you're spending your energy on feeling bad because you think you have something called shiny object syndrome, you're going to have to work harder at getting your energy right to do what you really want to do. So we're going to talk about it today. It can actually be something else. That's right. Something positive and something better. And I'm going to talk about why this comes up all the time and what I see around this, how to help you really figure out, do you have signs of shiny object syndrome or is it something better and where to go from here? Pull up a seat, get comfy. We're going to jump into this today. I can't wait. And we're back. This is Nicole Eisler, your host for our podcast for our community sensitives worldwide. And today we're talking about shiny object syndrome because when I hear this, it's either laid out with a bunch of guilt or really from, and in the coaching industry, I hear it all the time, right? There's blogs about it. There's coaches, do you have shiny object syndrome? Oh, I bet you have shiny object syndrome. And I think when something is tended in a positive, it's set out, right? Its intention was positive to help you identify, is this one of the hiccups in your life or in your business? Because if you're an entrepreneur, of course, this can be, it's the shiny object syndrome is a disease of distraction, right? And it can affect entrepreneurs because it can keep you running in place. So I do get it. But the thing that I think bugs me the most is when something is set out to help, but then it's almost like people own it and go, oh, I have that. So this, you know, talking about it today is definitely not meant to lay on the guilt, right? That you're doing it wrong. Because that's kind of the way it's laid out. Like, oh, do you have shiny object syndrome? Because then you're doing it wrong. And that's not what we're talking about today. But I want you to be able to determine, is it that? Am I doing that? And what are the whys behind it? Just saying, do you have shiny object syndrome? I bet you do. This is what it does to you and you need to get rid of it. Is not, let's figure out why, because there's more behind it, right? There's beliefs that are moving you into that and not progressing you in your business and life. They're keeping you sort of running in place, but there's something else even better that it actually can be. But if it's been labeled in your mind or labeled by someone somewhere that you just have shiny object syndrome, then you stay stuck and fixated in, oh no, I have this, it's a problem, it's me, I'm not getting anywhere, there I go again, oh, squirrel, you know, everybody jokes about, oh, squirrel, that's me. Well, there is a positive difference between shiny object syndrome and what I call the gathering phase. And the gathering phase is a necessity if you're moving into a direction of making an impact and you want to, I mean, actually, it's not even just for entrepreneurs, but if you're going to be a freedompreneur, an entrepreneur, you're a side hustler and you want to move into your full-time business, there is a gathering phase that needs to happen because we're not all born with all the business knowledge and all the, you know, business wisdom. And if you're an online business person, like most of my business is really online, even though I work with, you know, private clients, but finding them and connecting, and my community, right? Our community of sensitives worldwide is all online because we have sensitives worldwide that connect there. So there's a lot of online things, but all of that, I wasn't born with that. There wasn't even an online anything, right, at that point. So you do have to gather information. You have to gather wisdom as you move through. And so we're going to talk about that as well, because this is really about you trusting yourself the most, always. Every single thing I ever bring to you is about, bottom line, how do you feel about it? What comes up for you? What pops in for you? What do you notice? It's all about you. This, you know you better than anyone. If you don't, well, yes, get to know yourself better. Be selective about the labels that you're owning. Here's what bugs me about shiny object syndrome. When it's said, it's like immediately anybody that's listening to that person sharing about shiny object syndrome, or SOS, we're going to call it, because that's really hard for me to say over and over again. They immediately go, oh, she's talking to me. That's me. I'm doing that. Or when he said that, that was all about me. I have that. It's like we just own these labels of shit. Like, oh yeah, that's an awful thing. I have that. You know, really? Be selective. Do your research. Like, look into, does it feel right? Does it? And this is why I want to break it down, because I had a question recently from someone in our community, and she said, you know, I've been in this other program and I'm looking at this and I've been working with, and she's been working on some specific skills for herself and for her business. And she's done that for, I mean, it's been quite some time. I happen to know her skills are amazing, right? She's very advanced. And so she's in this program. She's thinking, do I still need to be in this? Is this something I still need to be investing in? Should I be looking at something else? You know, there's solid evaluation that goes on as an entrepreneur. And when you're moving from a space of, oh, that would be fun. Oh, I would love that. Gee, I'd like to make more of an impact, to, okay, I'm doing this, right? I'm moving in this direction where I want to serve and help more people. And all of a sudden we throw, it's a business, right? Now I'm an entrepreneur. There's some freak out that happens, right? When you go from just, that's so cool, to, oh my gosh, this is my calling. This is what I need to do. And then you actually start moving into the business space with it. There, I do see that too. I see some freak out with sensitive entrepreneurs where, how do I all of a sudden call it a business when it wasn't before? I was doing it sort of, I didn't even know I was helping people with this, or, and that could be a show for another day. But, and there is real energy work and confidence building that needs to happen to move you from hobbyist space and just something I've always done naturally to, now I'm actually doing it as a business and I'm going to start charging for it. There are some pieces that, yeah, that's what I love, you know, working with sensitive entrepreneurs, because that transition has to happen, or you, guess what, don't make any money, right? You just do a lot of work. And but if you can never make the sale, or you never ask for the investment from the person, that will definitely keep your business running in a loop versus, yes, this is what I do and I'm an expert and this is what I charge and did you want to work with me, right? There's a difference in that. But this is really to create that awareness. Be selective about any label. Like, if somebody says something and it resonates, why is it resonating? Do some investigating. What do you notice about what they're saying? Look behind what they're saying, not just that, oh, they said that, they're an expert, I have that, right? That's kind of what, it happens. Doctors, had a client take a recommendation from a doctor, did not feel right for her, but he's the doctor, right? And then discovered, you know, only a few months later that was definitely not a good decision, and it had to do with the diet plan and the meal plan just didn't resonate with her, but she, you know, did it anyway. And that happens to us, right? Well, okay, I'll do it. And yet you're getting this true gut feeling that's saying, not for me. Like, that just doesn't feel right. It's always about trusting yourself the most. Doing your research if that's what it takes, and then being okay with your decision. So I've also heard there, you know, when I look at shiny object syndrome and people talk about how to solve it and, you know, what is it? Yes, I want to talk about some signs that it is SOS and signs that it's not. And we're going to talk about some of those. But I've heard things about how to overcome SOS. Things like, you just need to sit on your ideas before launching them. Seriously? That goes, well, here's the thing. If you trust yourself the most and you're totally dialed in with your intuition, no. Like, the universe loves speed. Sitting on something is kind of what SOS keeps you doing in the first place, right? This is, now I'm not saying just, oh, I had an idea this morning and I'm going to launch today and I've put absolutely no, I've not taken one note on it, I'm just going to tell, right? But I've had ideas pop in minutes before I go onto a live stream and I can't even help myself. I'm talking about it because I know that this is, it's going to help my community, it's going to help my clients, and I start talking about it on that live stream, and before I'm even off the live stream, I will have several messages, count me in, I'm in on it. I already know that it's a dumb deal. Like, I didn't get that download just because I was sitting here thinking, what can I make up right now? It comes in, and it's boom. The only planner for sensitives that I just published and released this week, that is absolutely how that came in. I was going through my routine on Sunday night, doing my weekly planning, and I was doctoring up and changing the planner I was working in, and that's when the idea came in. You should just create your own planner for sensitives. You can put all this in there. I thought, oh my God, yeah. And here we are a few weeks later, there it is. Now, things like that can pop in. So if I would have, what good would it have, like, did I have other projects in place? Yes, I do. I have other things I'm working on and creating. But that was such a no-brainer. It literally, think about that. It was a no-brainer. That it was a straight-up download, folks. Like, that wasn't, I didn't think it up, okay? That's what came in. That's when intuition hits, and you need to roll with it. And already, it's been selling like crazy. I ordered mine. If you didn't order yours yet, yes, you can. It's more than a planner. It's a journal. It walks you through an awesome routine every day to clear your energy and get everything you want right out in front of you. But it's a great example of why not to sit on an idea. Sometimes it's not wise to sit on an idea, right? There's other things about, of course you're going to have short-term goals, long-term goals, and all of the goals are your action steps within your bigger vision for your life, your bigger dream, right? There's also things they'll say, you know, just don't buy any more. You just don't buy anything else. Don't take any more programs, because if you have SOS, you shouldn't take any more. That's not always true either. You know, finish. You didn't even finish that one. Finish it. Start to the end. Like, you got to finish it all the way through. Well, sometimes. Let me explain that one too. God, there's just so much like, you gotta do it perfect. Don't do that. It makes it kind of like scary. Well, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Should I do this? Should I not do that? How about, where's the fun in any of that? There is no fun in any of that. So if you've been laying on the guilt that you have shiny object syndrome, okay, I am going to call it SOS from now on. It just keeps rolling out of my mouth. But if you've been doing that, set that aside for a moment. Let's really talk about, one, I want to talk about the gathering phase and why this really matters. So you came into the world, you're automatically born with gifts. You have sort of what I call the gift package, right? It's how you're wired. It's who you are. It's the core of you. It's everyone that I work with has, you have a unique energy pattern. It's your very own. It has a frequency to it. It has a vibration. It's how you show up in the world. What makes you, you. And why you are different and unique from anybody else. And I love helping my clients, because what I do in alignment sessions, I look at your unique energy pattern, who you really are, where your energy is happiest, like where you feel most alive, and how you're actually showing up. And what is like pressing on your energy, creating pressure? What is creating misalignment? What are the thoughts and beliefs behind that? I have had a woman I was working with this week, and she's got an amazing frequency. Like, she's just amazing. Bright light, just boom. Like, she shows up, and it's like, boom, right? And when she's in her zone, everyone's just magnetized. They're just like, whoa, right? And this is the way she should show up. But she was having some concerns. Doesn't want to outshine others. Doesn't want to seem like, you know, she's going rogue, right, from others that she's working with. And so she was starting to feel this, like, ugh, feeling in what she's doing. And that was creating this discord in her energy because it was feeling flat for her. Like, she was literally, to not shine as bright as she is here to shine and what she can do is literally like she is putting the brakes on her energy and trying to slow it down to stay in the same vibration pattern with others. And that is very uncomfortable. That creates a sense of misery, a heaviness. You know, you are here to be who you are, and you are born with certain gifts. The gathering phase is really about all of the knowledge, the, like, what have you gathered, right, in your life? You've gathered, I love to call them, like, treasures and gems, right? This wisdom that you need. Like I said, we're not born with business knowledge or social media knowledge, or some people, they just show up and they, boom, certain things happen, but that's not that way for everyone, okay? And so there are things that you gather and have been gathering throughout your life. There are probably things that you are just drawn to, not just because they're shiny, but you're drawn to things. You have an interest in them. You find them intriguing. You love to learn about them. No matter what, without even thinking about it, you might find yourself several times throughout the day researching. Like, let's say it's crystals, okay? And you didn't always know everything you knew about crystals, but for some reason, you've always been drawn to them. Like, I have always, even when I was a little girl, I used to love picking up rocks, and we used to go to the Wisconsin Dells. If you're from Wisconsin, you know what I'm talking about. And up there, they had all these shiny rocks. They were my favorite. I love to get a little bag of rocks. That was my favorite thing. I still have crystals today. In fact, there's two sitting on my desk. There's three sitting over on my sign-up list. I know what some of them are. I just love them. I don't know everything about all the qualities of them. I have favorites, right? And I know about some of them. I use them in my client work. It's not, though, my, like, natural gift about it, okay? But it's something I've gathered that I like and enjoy, that I like to use with my energy. And there are other things, essential oils, same thing. So there were things I was always drawn to, chiropractic, absolutely drawn in. One, I was a patient, so the universe led me there through migraines. But I stayed in chiropractic for about 23 years. I learned a ton about the human body, about the nervous system, about emotions. I started to realize while I was in chiropractic. See, you gather things as you go through your life that connect the dots for you, that help to bring your gifts to the surface and bring those forward. My natural gifts about intuition and getting people to draw, like, I could help people draw out where the misalignment was. Chiropractic aligns the spine. I couldn't have been any more in alignment work, right? But I was in the physical side of alignment work. And what I realized in chiropractic was that when people would talk and release those emotions, they would actually have a better adjustment because they'd be more relaxed when they went in, and they would hold their adjustments longer because they would start to change their lifestyle when they left the practice. And so that combination of my spiritual gifts along with the wisdom I was gathering and the things I've been in industries where I'm like, this is so interesting. The information I'm gathering and what I'm learning as I'm in this industry, right? I worked in corporate wellness just recently. That's where I retired from. And so seeing aggregate reports of cholesterol and, you know, triglycerides and blood pressure, and knowing full well that emotions are driving all of that, Right. So there's just been a lot of things. So you have been in your life gathering information. You've been drawn to certain things, things that you find intriguing, things you find so interesting. That is not shiny object syndrome. So let's talk about what SOS signs that it is. If you are over and over and over and over, like let's say you've been an entrepreneur for a long, long time, but you're still convincing yourself you don't know enough yet. Now, there's a difference between continuous learning, being a life learner. I am a life learner. I am always researching, looking at things, checking things out. I've always been that way. I can tell you from the time when I was a teenager, it started, and I started to notice, oh my God, if you do this, and they say this is healthy. I was talking with a client yesterday. We were talking about juicing. I had one of the first juicers, like Jack LaLanne, you know, the juicer. I bought one. I was like, that sounds amazing, right? So I would try it. I would try everything. Chiropractic, yep, let me in on it. If this can get rid of how I'm feeling. See, the thing was, I tried things that were supposed to improve my health or my energy. And I would try them, and if it worked, I'd stay with it, and I'd tell everybody about it. That's the way I've always been. That will never change. That is why I love working with other sensitive entrepreneurs, because they do things I don't do, and I can share that with my clients. But if it didn't work, now I know, and I would move along. The thing is, if you're convinced, though, oh, I don't know enough yet. I really need that, because I'm not good enough yet. See, when you're buying a program or enrolling in a program because you don't feel you're good enough, or you don't feel, and it's like, again, it's such a downer thing. That can be a sign of SOS, right? It's like you're always looking at the gap. You're always looking at this big hole of what you don't have enough of yet, instead of really saying, holy man, I have a lot of knowledge. I have really come a long way. Man, I know a lot about a lot of things, right? If you are, this is a big one. So if you're using a program to hide from actually getting out in the world, well, I can't go out there yet. I'll just take this other program. Like somewhere beneath all the stuff, you're afraid to just get out and do it, right? So you're caught in this loop of programs and taking more programs and doing all these things online, and you sign up for all these things, but you're not actually implementing any of it. You're not doing anything with it. You're using it to hide from actually getting out there and sharing and doing and using, right? It's just this sort of thing that keeps you behind the scenes. You know, I think too that SOS can lead you to believe that you're not an expert. If you have been through something in your life and you survived, and if you're listening to this, that would be you, because you're still here, right? You figured out, you've made it through, right? If you're, like right now, I just want you to, if you're a sensitive entrepreneur and you want to make an impact in the world, I want you to own the fact that, like, what qualifies as an expert? Well, you're an expert at being you. So regardless of anything else, no one knows what it's like to be you except you. You are the expert on you. So if you've done something in your life that people are saying, oh my God, how did you do that? Or how do you do that? Or how do you, I get asked all the time, how do you do everything you do? How did you get to, like, it just, you know, how do you do that? Because I'm a sensitive and I'm very productive, high productivity. I love to be, I'm on fire. Like, I love it. I love what I'm doing. Right? How do I do everything that I do? I've learned state management. I've learned to put my mission first. There are certain things. I live my life on purpose, and that keeps my energy really strong. I know when to change it up. I know when to really get structured. I know, right? And so I live intuitively. And for you, you're an expert at something. You're an expert at being you first, right? And there's something about the way you roll through your life. There's something about the way that you continue to do what you do, how no matter what happens, you still roll on. You pick up where you are and you move forward. There's that. That's like expert status, because a lot of people would quit, give up, think it's too hard, say forget it, right? So if you don't see yourself as an expert, like, oh no, I'm just not, like, again, this sort of like guilty, icky, yucky thing about the SOS, well, that can be a sign that, yeah, and you just continue to sign up for things because you think you have to. because, or you're signing up for it, and this is another one, you're signing up for something because it's going to be the thing that makes you successful. It's going to be, oh, this is the thing that's going to grow my business. Oh, this is going to be, see, there's no the thing. Let's roll that into one word, the thing. There's no one thing that's going to make you successful or be the thing that helps you break through. You are, that is in you. It's you and your energy. It's alignment. That's what gets you to a new level, more success, increasing your income, like all of that has to do with your energy, the alignment, your beliefs behind that, right? And getting into the sweet spot. It's not a program that's going to get you there. It might be something in the program that lights you up. It might be people you hang out with and you are inspired and you know like where you're coming from and that confidence. But it's not any one thing, and that's not going to come. It's not the program. It's how you start to shift and shape how you see yourself and how you're showing up energetically in the world. That's the thing, right? It's maybe you sign up for programs, you never even start them. You know, you're watching the webinar, the free webinar, you're watching the free webinar, and you're like, oh my God, this is it. Oh, yeah, because what, I'm not going to deny this. What do we talk? We talk about your pain points, and the pain points can be real. But you can also do something about those, right? But you're watching something, a webinar, a free webinar, whatever, and they make the offer and the pitch, and you're like, oh, yes, I need this. And so you sign up, and you never do anything with it. And you do that over and over and over again. So it's, I just want to move away from this convincing ourselves that we're missing something, that you need more of, I don't know, spending money on these programs or because it's really keeping you in that loop and really instead assessing where you're at, what you want and where you want to go from here and what are the tools you need, right? That you're being selective. You are doing it with intention. Because another thing about SOS, if you're taking something because you really feel like, you know, oh, I need this. I can't do this without, you know, this is what I've been looking for. And then you try it and you like can't retain the information. And so because sometimes it would make more sense to hire someone to do what you need to set up and do than to try to learn every single thing for yourself. Now, if the budget's not there, well then yes, but goodness, I've done a lot of free research myself. I've, you know, YouTubed how to do something, how to set something up, how to change something on my website. And was it worth the time? I don't regret things that I've learned. I'm more looking at, with this, with SOS, the guilt and the feeling bad. And because that energy is not aligned, well, it's alignment, but it's not for what you want, I pretty much guarantee. If you want to improve things, you want to grow your business, or and you're showing up feeling bad because you have SOS. Because nobody ever says, I have shiny object syndrome. Nobody ever says that. They're like, well, I know I have shiny objects. It's like you're supposed to lay on the guilt for yourself and feel all bad about it. So here's some signs that it's not SOS, that maybe you're in that gathering phase. If you're signing up for things or you're reading things or you're enrolling in things and you're actually using what you learn, like you take it and you're using it immediately. If I'm in a program, I'm like, oh, that's, yep, got it. Boom. And I turn around and I use it immediately. This is also how you can change, getting it, transform, if it was feeling like SOS, into something that's useful for you. The gathering phase has you have to obtain this certain information to become who you need to become that enhances your gifts. It's going to allow you to use your gifts in the world in a very effective way, right? So you're using what you learn immediately from a program, which also means that you have rapid retention. So you learn this information. It's almost like a straight up download. Like you can't even explain it. You hear it, you learn it, you're like, oh yeah, got it, boom, and you're running with it. There's not like, huh? What are they talking about? Oh, I hate this. This is so miserable and blah, 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 right? You have rapid retention. You just have this easy, you hear it, it is almost like somebody just put it right in your head. It's almost like a remembering of information. If you're totally engaged, if you're taking a program right now and you're totally engaged in it, you're really thriving in it, you're enjoying it, you look forward to it, you like who's teaching it, and you just love being in their energy and in their space, you're enjoying who you're maybe in a program with, those are great signs that you're gathering what you need right now. And if it is creating a thriving in your energy, who cares what it is? Go for it. Stay with it. It's creating a thriving. If it's getting you out of your comfort zone, if it's making you take action. Like, I'm in a program right now that I'm already doing what this program is offering. However, I felt at this time it was a way for me to polish things up and freshen my energy on this project. And, you know, and I'm watching other people in the program, and they're taking the thing and they're rolling with it. They're implementing it. And the person teaching it is awesome and is amazing at teaching this program, right? So if you're in a program or you decide to take one and you're totally engaged, like you just love it, that's good for your energy. If you find yourself in this program taking the information, retaining it, instant download, stepping out, implementing, and then sharing it with others, that's also a good sign. Oh, I love this. I learned this. Da, da, da. You got to hear about this. Did you hear about this? Let me share this with you. Or, hey, I'm starting this and I need to practice. Will you practice with me? Right? You're starting to step out and share it with others without really giving much thought to it. That's also a good sign you're in the gathering phase. If you feel hungry for learning and you love it, like you're just in a where, because I have clients that have come to me and they said, I don't know, I have all these different interests and I'm all over the place and I don't know what to do with any of them and none of them make any sense and I'm just all over the place. I understand how that can feel, but it's also you're gathering here and here and here, right? When you go and gather, it can be in different areas, different categories, different, but it all makes sense under the bigger picture. Individually or two or three at a time, maybe not. But the bigger picture is, that's why a lot of like our holistic practitioners, energy workers, light workers, they use oils, crystals, Reiki, or they are a massage therapist, Reiki, whatever, right? Or, you know, for me, I do a combination. It's coaching, it's energy work, it's doing readings. Sometimes it's mediumship. There's a mix and a blend. In one session with me, you're going to get a whole lot of things. You know, there's also, you know, teaching you to trust yourself, empowerment, using your intuition. That's a mix and a blend. That didn't come from one class or one program. Trust me, it did not come from my coaching program in 2000 and when did I take that? 2006. It was about how to be a good coach. It was about how to draw things out from the client. There wasn't anything about energy reading. There wasn't anything. So the mix and the blend you get with any one person you work with, and if you work with me, you're getting, and sometimes when I'm working with clients, I've shared things about buying a car because I worked in the car industry. I was manager of a service department. I've shared things with clients. We've talked about food, how to freshen up their food mix, because that's something near and dear to me. But look, you're getting a mix and a blend. You are a mix and a blend as well, right? But if you're hungry and you love learning about certain things, then yes. And if you're implementing, sharing, retaining, boom, it's just part of who you are. That's a good sign. You're in that gathering phase, right? And it just feels right. Sometimes it just feels right. Sometimes a program will come up. You can talk yourself into it because you think you need it, which can fall under the SOS. Or, oh, man, this just feels right. I'm totally doing this. It might be a challenge that comes up in a community. We just did the only planning challenge for sensitives last week. The most successful challenge we've had. More sensitive signed up for that and participated than other challenges I've had. And because it just felt right. Oh, this is right. But I would love for you to leave this podcast this week and just assess and think, does that feel right for me? Is it drawing me in? Or am I telling myself I absolutely need it? Like, am I convincing myself I need it? Is it going to help me enhance who I am and where I want to go? Is it something that's in alignment with my plan right now? Or is that maybe a program that would be better down the road? Just, you know, before you sign up for things, assess. The thing I don't like seeing is sensitives who get caught in the should I, shouldn't I? Because, is it just SOS? And so then they actually stop from signing up for things. If you are not investing in yourself, like real, I'm talking real, not just time. Time is step one. Invest time in yourself. That means me time, quiet time. That means, yes, you can be doing, you know, studying and reading and researching and doing that. Are you also investing real money in yourself? If you're not investing real money in yourself, I don't, you know, you can study and do things on your own, but I also feel when you should move on from programs, when you're, you know, it's not that you need, okay? But when you're at a point where you're doing it, like your business is, it's rocking, you've made some breakthroughs, you're working with real clients, it's not then that maybe you need all those starter type programs, right? Intros to things. If you've hit, however, a plateau or you haven't quite reached the level you want yet, yes, investing in yourself is absolutely important. Not getting caught up in, well, but I've already done this. Well, but I have shiny object syndrome. Well, but you can evaluate, is the program worthy? Is it something that you're drawn to? Do you feel that this is coming at a right time for me and it's really what I want? It's great people I'm going to be, or are you working with someone, like working with someone privately, if it's the right person, can turbo boost whatever you got going on. You know, I see a lot of people because either budget or they just don't take the step to invest in themselves. So they do a lot of little free programs and free things and, well, it's great to create more awareness and it can be very helpful. It can also eat up a lot of your time. It might not change your belief pattern behind it. So great, you have tons more knowledge, but you're still not stepping out and doing what you're here to do. So is it doing you a lot of, you know, I mean, it's great. You got a bigger library to work with. What's going to get you out there? If you want to make a bigger impact, are you doing that? Are you stepping outside your comfort zone? Are you getting in new circles? Are you working with new people? Are you sharing your message? Or are you staying in safe zones and just talking about everything that you've learned? Because just talking about what I've learned doesn't really do anything. I step out. I am an expert at what I do. I know for a fact what happens with the clients I work with. I know that they have breakthroughs. They get out and they do what they're here to do. They believe in themselves more. They stop doubting every single decision they make. They stop with the labels and really start to learn how to assess what is right for them and what feels right for them, and they take action. They start to step out, right? And I've had them earn more money, write books, become professional artists, where before it was sort of hiding behind the scenes, wondering why they weren't getting out there, why things weren't happening. I do not want that for you. If you're taking programs, here's another thing. Sometimes it'll be, oh, well, I can take this one because it's only $29. But you won't invest at a higher level. So you find yourself, you're going to get caught in the same kind of loops, right? So if you're not getting as much traction when you're taking some of the programs you're taking, or you're losing interest, you're getting bored, those are all signs that it may be time to move on from all of those types of programs. If you're taking some programs, you're like, oh, I feel like I know this already. You're just ahead of it. You're already ahead. You're just, your beliefs are still telling you you're in the same place, but you're not. It's like you've advanced, but nobody told you, right? I just had that experience recently. I was at something and it was great. High quality, I thought it was, but I was feeling like that would have been good for me several years back. And so it was sort of a awareness creator for me that where I'm at this point. There are certain challenges I still participate in, depending on who's teaching it. There are programs I participate in, depending who's teaching it. It's always, by the way, someone who is more far advanced than I am. Like, I can just, they are where I want to be. If you're just more excited to get going than to stay in learning mode, just get going. You can still learn as you go. Just go. Don't hold yourself back because you think you need this program first. Just go. If you feel like, I'm ready, I want to fly, go for it. It's your intuition's telling you you're ready. I mean, learning is ongoing. But the most important thing is to bring it back to this message, as always, self-trust, trusting yourself the most. If it feels light, it's right. If it feels like, yes, this feels so good, right? Then do that, because the other side of this, SOS, yep, you can just burn through your money. You can invest in a lot of things. If you are looking right now, you've invested in a lot of things and you're still convinced that you're not good enough to move forward, there's some belief things going on there. There's no way you could invest in all those things, take all those programs and not have retained information. And you already have your gifts if you're not clear on what those are. The reason, you know, I create programs, we have the Dream Incubator Mastermind launching. And it is to help you define what you've gathered, right? Your spiritual gifts, and really redefine yourself so you can start to see yourself as an expert. I mean, if you're showing up online or you're a sense of entrepreneur, you're helping people with things and you're not saying you're an expert and you don't think you are, and you don't know maybe why your business isn't, people want to work with an expert. They want to know that you've, you know, done it. Right, they and people will see in you what they don't have. They want that. You have that. You teach them how to, you show them, you guide them, right? Whatever it is that you do. You can do things that others cannot, and you can show them how to do it. I show sensitive entrepreneurs how to make a greater impact, how to live feeling fulfilled, because they're really in alignment with who they are, why they're here, and what they're doing, and how they're helping people and making an impact, which is so fun. It's what keeps me fulfilled, right? So I hope that there's some takeaways from here that help you really determine and decide, okay, what is shiny object syndrome, or am I in the gathering phase? Am I ready now for the next level? Am I ready to step out, do my thing, do it my way? That's what today is really about. That's it for this week's episode. I hope it gave you something to walk away with. Remember to trust yourself the most on whether you need something or not. Don't accept any labels that feel bad, and really just get out there and make your impact. Use that wisdom that you have gathered. Use your gifts. And if you're having trouble with that, of course, here I am to help you. But just really, above everything else, just trust yourself. If it feels good, great, go with it. If you're feeling bad about something or it's feeling heavy, let it be. Move along. You have what it takes. You absolutely have what it takes to do what you're here to do. And I'm here to help you get there. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll see you back next week. Bye for now.